This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and Catholic religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I salam alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, live today. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tale of Imam, Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the show, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com and you'll be able to listen to the one that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue with salatu wa salamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The United States blessed and cursed leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country, the United States blesses with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders. Making contributions to best, making contributions to building of a special call of the Americans, and cursed because of bad leaders, America's beauty and America the ugly, all mixed in together. Now I am for America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a fact and preserving in America the beautiful. Words make for me, rich makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindu, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago before I was called the Imam, I think I was still called Chief Minister. Words make people, and it means language making. The language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people, it makes youngsters, and if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then that scripture communicated to you make those people. The scripture communicates those people to them, and you can tell that when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true. And you recognize the belief, whether it is Jewish, Buddhist, those outside of the people that we identify with as Jews, Christians, and Sikhs. Some think it is only Muslims, Jews, and Christians. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, people of the book, he's also talking about the Sabians also, and they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore. Found out about 4 or 5 years ago, they are still living on this planet Earth called Sabians. So when you are around and you have a chance to converse with them and share the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And you are just happy to be with another believer. And you, what does it is that the belief that I have been focusing on the last 15 minutes, the belief that I am focusing on the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So there are two ways to lead someone in scripture. You go out ahead of them and keep the sheep before him, he leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that the sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has seen where he's directing the sheep to go before the sheep sees. So if he doesn't, he's not the leader. He is not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that's a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that position that righteous, wise leaders take, they take the same position. We know nothing. You know God. We know not. So first I want to get you first. But now I'm going to give you a little more understanding. When they get in heaven, they will say, this resembles what we said before, we had before. That is what you should be saying. You should be trying to see in the likeness. You should see in my teaching support for what you used to believe or what you experienced in your life as a seeker. So you do know something. You know a lot. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30-3, Allah created man with his spirit, human essence, and identity. People in past whatever perception of human essence and in the history of philosophics, religion, and science, though the language differs in the but the subject matter is perceived by these different fields of knowledge. The term people are his dictionary gives this meaning. The populace. Now, the same dictionary gives the meaning of populace, and I quote, then it gives a second individual, it was common to refer to them as persons. They would ask, how many do you have with you? You would say, I have two individuals with myself, or I have two persons and myself. Now it has changed. Have two people and myself. So person one, an individual of specific character. Two, the spiritual has to come into the body of the people. So they become persons and have human essence. Now, again, American Dictionary definition of person, entry two, an individual of specific character, entry three, the self, or as many of you in the audience know in the Quran, al-nas, the self, what did God create? He created the self. He did not people, did he? He created the self. Now, how to create is the languages in the Quran. Now, I go to another instance of American heritage definition for person. In Christianity, any of the separate individuality of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, is this language for us? The man had been conceived but had not been completed as a creation, and the angel, according to our scripture from the Quran, most holy book, the angels were the strangers when God said he would make a creature. They said, what is this? Is it going to cause bloodshed and corruption? And God says, wait, he is complete. Wait until I have finished my spirit. God says, wait until of my spirit. So if definition has one of the self to Holy Spirit, according to scripture, which is the Holy Spirit has come in body, of people before they become persons and have human essence. I mean, it is so good to sit down at the table of the Lord, break bread, someone might say, oh, he sounds like Trivia, like he's one of us. We have a lot in common, more than that. The original and the spirit of humans. So for the pre-Abrahamic faith communities, that is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or Jews, Christians, and people are necessarily persons or in the business department area, especially the business office, have copies of originals. So those copies, they are okay, but many of the copies are human beings that we see in this wasted public of ours that don't resemble the original hardly at all. People are necessarily persons or original in the nature of man as created by God, considering what has been so far regarding human essence and identity. Many individuals in our population can be classified as people, as the public, but we have no reserve. What we know, we deserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence. So human essence is lost, identity is lost. So when human essence is lost, identity is lost. So if there is no human essence present enough, it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you are not doing anything to bring it up to your conscience. Therefore, you are void of human essence, and such tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle, living form, or behavior form from whatever attracts them in the environment, the popular lifestyle. For general public today is too playful and too disrespectful. So sex, the soul has been said, sexual excitement, and has lost its original social content. So the soul has been fed sexual hype or sexual excitement to the extent that sexuality has lost its original social content. The general public spirit is degenerate sexual desires, correct, and bring it down to low inferior agents, oneself, in the most vulgar or in the most indecent picture. The common expression is get down low, nasty. On a more serious note now, we are repeating human history stories of the fall of man. These immoral incidents, bad times can cause a nuking of the population. Many in the popular crowd are being eliminated from the human family. Culture has managed to restore man to his originality to come to another term now, commercialism. American Heritage Dictionary, I picked this dictionary because our culture, our leadership over our life in this part of the world has been designed to save us once we lose our culture, to save us and put us on our feet again so we can find our way into a decent and healthy culture again. The managing order for our culture has that responsibility, so they will only let us go so far, and they will start to feed the public sensitivity so that we come back to our originality or back to join human essence. So it is good to know that. Keep listening to me as I continue with my topic. Commercialism, meaning entry fire, an attitude that emphasizes tangible profits or success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand. It has weight in your hand, physical, verbal, valuable, video ads, etc. Commercialized. The same dictionary, American Heritage Entry 2A, to exploit or make cheaply for financial gain. To chat surface, to sacrifice the quality for profit. Day of religion, when people stop being dominated by one religion thinking in the world. I come now to the expression again, the day of religion. This is the day of religion we are living in, the day of religion and also the day of judgment. It is the same. So when the day of judgment comes in, it becomes the day of religion has arrived. So what is the day of religion? The day of religion is when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world, and they start to research and rethink their own holy or sacred sources to see if they have lost the lost or important meanings in the purity or in the language of purity for their religion. So John 13:14, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So when that time comes, we are going to have to do what? Jesus demonstrated to his disciples. He said, wash each other's feet. The military man served in the military. And in hearing range of my voice, you know what foot soldier means. He doesn't have the rank of the brass guys and those generals, etc. And the foot soldier means the one in the lowest ranks. So the feet of society are the common people, the last cultural to refine, the last educated, the last in wealth or money. But the whole establishment stands upon them, and the body stands upon those feet. The establishment stands upon them. And our designers, who designed the political act that formed this great society we call the American people, they put their greatest importance on the feet, to base the whole construction upon the recognition of the two feet, the foot and the foot. So the right foot and the left foot. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, which you can't take away from them, not human beings, no government to take these rights from them, among these liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So here is another author of this ideology that has served the American people until this present time and served us a great way so that we could be a great people and have a great future, a honorable people with a great future and a beautiful life if we would live the best of it. So what are they saying? They are saying that this new Jerusalem, this new vision for a better life on earth, its values and its survival and longevity on the common person, the common nature of man, on the equality of people. God created them, certain essence, and he endowed them with certain qualities. He did it. It is inherent. It is inborn. You cannot take it away from him. Everyone is born with it. And the poor is, they can say a black is inferior, but if the black ever gets an opportunity to prove themselves wrong, it is going to be established as a lie. They will not be able to hold that lie any longer. The black is going to find a way to prove them a lie. Recently in the history of academia in America, they that the newcomers from Africa, the black college students, were excellent above whites and above us. The world has changed, thank God, and thank good men and thank good women. That God, thank good life. So we have in common the best of human life, but some of us will not awaken to it. Some of us won't accept a behavior that will serve that life coming to fruition, coming to fulfillment, and coming into reality. And they will be wasted, as history tells us, and they were wasted in the past when they made the decision and accepted the decision, or this disposition. They were wasted in past history, and they will be wasted today. Nuke bomb, kill the inner human, leaving only a flesh body. So this is the day of religion and also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though victims of nuke bombs, explosions. So the nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the latest of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. A lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost while fighting your in war. If you defeated him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had. You have to rebuild and take over his land. So you want the banks to still be standing. You want the account department, paper, the computers, and everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb that will kill people but leave all the material establishment intact, unharmed. So this is what this is, culture is doing right now. It's a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life in the flesh body, but leave the flesh body standing unharmed. It leaves the first physical intact, not destroyed. This inside void of human essence, hence empty of human essence and open to body snatchers. The biggest of the body snatchers is personalization. It invites you to get into the new dress style and style your way into hell or into another mindset and become another one of the common people who have no human essence. Loss is taken by body snatchers. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. They are related. And what he took was world before man influenced, before man indulged the world, before his imprinted. So it is a true world. What they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched or interfered with, that was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discreate it, allurement with temptation. Things to tempt man, and this is what God showed the angels on the second scene that he showed. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work and the world to make it excite intentions for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the sublistice of Satan and his influence on man's world, how can anybody live in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion, most likely you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. when Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me Levain. It means the earth, topsoil, that bears good topsoil that is rich to grow things in. So they translated mud, and sometimes they say stinking mud or something like that. And you finish him off, mud, and it that the mud has organic actin, so it has a smell. You know, the rich farmland, a smell, because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made me of Levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life, to fashion him of that there is decay matter in that, to enrich the plant. So what is it actually saying? Saying that you are going to take an ordinary competition who has skill in his life, and you say you are going to give charge to the earth, that creature, the angels do too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to death. The angels were coming from their nature to want only. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be born. So the only thing was that he was not addressing. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. Well, what world is going on here? Now he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that God takes over because God put that innocent soul. Allah two hands, symbolic of natural world and revelation. And this is God's work in that into the innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I am directly. A human creature maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I can with my two hands, both natural world and revelation? Those are the two controls of God. So I'm making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you to not make subject to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever, support their life, their family, their community, and not always more, I would say, purify or even have it in ethnic culture to establish ethics, no. But they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dunk, right? So the Quran story of three ayahs of us and the woman, please. In her essential nature and funk woman, wife, mother is the very womb of society. The womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother. World, just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us don't understand just how important the The wound is in the growth process of the man and society. The white mother stands as a physical wound, giving us a picture of something that our life is going throughout the life of history of humanity. So there is a physical wound, but it's going to take you out of the physical wound to enter wound that is mostly a moral wound, the wound of your mother. Morals start your mind to growing by teaching you to do what is wrong and do what is right. Later, she will form you again, and you will be born in the wound of reasoning, thinking. Every child is born a child of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by the two. But where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent, ex the mother, she has to raise her child properly. She has to influence the best behavior and best minds of her child. As parents, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. And to accept guidance and leadership, the child can. Well, this is the parent. So character equals chair plus actor. So as parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent, in the presence of our children, we are crippling them because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, I love you in the womb, and you teach John 11, or John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Quran, who baptized them. I think they take us several and state this. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings, as parents, you become a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their science. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark and make sounds like a wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. You come into the world from your mother, wound as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill the empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the knowledge we call the vessel. It says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. What does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body, when it is delivered from the flesh wound or the body of our mother, is the thing that was in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. So when did man start thinking and the earth? When did the first thought into existence? No history can tell us. So we as an inward person or as a real person ruling in the flesh have no birth record. If you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. You can be born identical twins and grow up to be more like each other than any other brother and sister. Alike because you are physically alike. Although many times twins also look alike in their minds and in their spirit. So that's because they like each other. And perhaps there was nothing happening in the house, them dislike each other. But if one twin sent the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influences that the other one accepts. The result will be that the people will be far apart as persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? It tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination. But it is the truth, and you have been hearing it in the church all of your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different material. He allows some of us to come up like our mothers, and some come up like our fathers. Some comes up being neither like mother or father. It may be he's like uncle or aunt or grandpa's father. So you were mine before the physical creation. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb of Jesus. The Quran, Surah 95, Ayah 4, we created man in excellent way. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language, Babel. Don't you think of yourself as a physical creation? Before the physical creation, the physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. So the earth produces the flesh that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed according to the Holy Quran and Bible, but we went off from the way of thinking and began thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. Once you begin thinking strange or natural, you begin to entertain foreign and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens is a new language. Genesis 11, 1-1, Bible. The Holy Quran in the Bible says that once the people were once one people and that their language was one language. So what does this mean? It means that once they had truth coming to them, once their society, their community, was filled with the language of truth. It was the language that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened and they went astray. The right cause lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the God. It was the word of grafted creation. When the word of the grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made the grafted in that vessel to say that as a man he. So if we could take the time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body. LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj speaks Black Talk Radio. The word brings message to the mind. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You might not call those words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. So these number one, even as words, even in the wisdom of the wise of this world, the word is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call these words, but they are what you are doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open, and the baby sees something when the eyes are open. Without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. So everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. The book you read, the language of your parents you heard in the home, the words you heard in the streets, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things you looked at and didn't think about are all words. All these things have acted as a word going into your mind, and they are forming you for as long as you live in this world. The process of making, forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. So if you don't want yourself to be called, created, and ill, we bed ugly or disease from, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go or mind. All praises are due to Allah. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb of mother. Mother equals community. Say he creates you in the womb of your mother. And the woman is put away wraps, or it's wonderful, yes. This mother is a community. You know what we're talking about in community life and what is on the structure against the community life, the application guided and protected by God. You ain't going to get it up there. You're going to have to bicker again if you just keep looking up there. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, shape you in the womb of mother. The Quran Surah 64, Ayah 3, and the shaping, there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother, says, and he is the one who made our surah singular. Here God uses our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God says that he made that picture most excellent, the human picture that God created. First, God made humans, and then he made white, black, red, and yellow. Now, male and female, all this you see. So the human picture is the true picture for all the different races. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, shape you in mother's womb. So if the mother is not original, the child will be made artificial. She will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. If you would devote your intelligence, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, intelligence to God, with complete submission, God will bring the gene of your body containing that orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimensions. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb of your mother. So he gives us this distinction, distinct picture. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. He says that means that here on earth, he gives us those pictures that distinguish us one from another. God says, the most honorable of you. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, creates you in the womb as he pleases. So we have many pictures because we are given a picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother, and our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's the physical picture, right? So all of us see our physical picture in the womb of in the stomach of our mother. So that's where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is from there. Nothing was there but a little microscopic in the mother, and she is a factory that turns a beautiful thing. So if you look in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, well, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is the one God made, and we all have the same. The same may look different from any of us. It is all the same for all of us, and that's the human being is excellent. Condition that God wants us to be human being in the excellent condition that God wants him in. It is the condition for all of us. But importance on the common picture, and not on the separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problem. Fetus in the womb is pure, has spirit. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah creates you in the womb as species. The Hadith seek knowledge from the Quran. Palms, 51, religious, the Satan womb, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So life is preordained in the urban spirit and spirit. The end of the spirit are in the child. The child is in the mother. And the spirit is in the child already. Receive another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life conceived in the womb, the life has spirit. The spirit is the first life. The life has spirit, and it has purity. Purity is that when the baby is born, science could tell this, it has about 6 months immunity to most diseases that will get us. 6 months immunity. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And a sign of this purity is that when the baby is born, science only could tell us this. It has 6 months. The most diseases that will get us. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. So we want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express to you what I expected from Revelation. We will be able to understand better human life. If you are not trying to acquire knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. So you are not rationally curious. You're dead. To which the prophet and the messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers in the peace be upon him, says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So what is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that is in the cradle, seek the knowledge. That is not for the baby. The cradle, that is us. That's to tell us that God has created you from a time that you received deliverance from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. That wants to know. And I've seen that in newborn infants. Once the eyes open, you can see them looking at you with curiosity. The first sign of life in the mind is curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. So the prophet, present, and peace be upon him said that his expression is a reference to a definition of human life giving before this time, before the prophet, prior to the priest prayer time in Holy Scripture, to understand this, that the whole human body is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity and our mental needs. So the mouth language, and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested, and preparation, chewing, and whatever. And the acid in the mouth helps preparing the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for further preparation and digestion, so that it could be put into the bloodstream. And the bloodstream takes it all parts of the body, even your hair is fed by blood. Your blood. Go to any hair specialist. Pardon me. You know people who treat diseases of the hair, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. Blood has to come to it. The skin, so that's why it's good to stand on your head, brothers. So when you exercise it, and you know how to stand on your head, weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. Standing on your head is good for hair growth up there. After you lose it, all don't bother me to catch it. But our prayers have been given to serve our whole life, not just spiritual and mind. Our prayers has been given to serve our whole life. So when you make ruku, you're bringing blood into your head. It's healthy for you. So when you make sajda, bringing even more blood to your head, is healthy for you. Now, so much for that. Since the whole body serves brain perception. However, the sense is that the whole body serves human perception, though we know we have these senses, taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of feeling. We have these five senses. But the whole body serves the need in the brain for perception. So the life of the body is, quote, the lifeblood. So the lifeblood, the whole body is the life, but what life is feeding the whole body? The lifeblood, and that comes from scripture, not Quran, the book, the Bible, and other scriptures. Not only other scriptures, statements from philosophers that didn't call themselves religious, but they were. They didn't understand it then. They also have given blood as the life of the body. So spirit is seen in the activity and production. So spirit is activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. So you say you got spirit. I don't see no activity. You say you got spirit. I don't see your production, what you produce. You got spirit. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, made features in the womb. So I give you your picture, more than one, and then more picture, more than one. When you are in the womb of your mother, right? I give you your picture, more than one, when you in the womb of your mother. So we come out African, Chinese, Asian, Nigerian, so Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, God formed us in the womb of our mother. God says he formed us in the stomach or in the womb of our mother to give us the form. So the form is first, isn't it? So the life in the mother was the life dependent upon her. The life outside of the life of the independent but we have to grow step by step into that light. So the immediate delivery is not independence except for separation from her body, not a dependency on her physical body anymore. We start to be dependent on the second mold, the first mold, the mother. The second one is this world out here. So we are shaped in our mother, and then we are delivered in time as God planned it, and we are delivered into the world, another mold to shape us. So we are formed the first time without our conscious awareness of it. So we have no awareness of ourselves being formed or the form we were taking then, and we were delivered into this world. Then the next moment, how the first one, where I was and how I was formed. And this is the world for us to have our individual responsibility for our own life, or I say relative independence. So life God created is to give. So the life is for God. That's the point. So the God that gives us life, and it means to speak. For keeping our life, we must give our life to him. There's nothing short of that. Nothing less than that. We give the life to him. My personal life must be for God. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, men of understanding. So Allah reveals speakers to whom he pleases. Who are the men who have first knowledge? It is a rational mind that is pure, innocent. The logical mind is first innocent and pure. Then later it becomes corrupt in the world. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, they people of the original knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that no one gets the hidden meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that knows the hidden meaning. And another place, it only one to get it, is ul-abay, or either it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ul-abay. Ul-abay means the people of the original knowledge, who got the original knowledge, people blessed with the original knowledge, who are blessed. First principles, the essence, those who are blessed with the essence, blessed with the essence, it's like a keys. And you can unlock them. Ul-abay is more than men of understanding. They understand because they got something that nobody else got. So bay simply means door or the gate or study or chapter. Ul-abay means they got the very first one, the very first knowledge, the one that Moses was questioning. He says that was Melchizedek. I could agree with him, but that's a bad way to put Moses. Bad like to put Moses in. Because Melchizedek means the spirit of truth. And if the spirit of truth was not by Moses, looked like Moses was disobedient. Imam Kamal al-Din, I heard you refer to that. Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's right. Imam Kamal al-Din, the nature that one raises up in the human being, Melchizedek, is transmitted to conscience. Imam W.D. Muhammad, the original nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the original nature is Melchizedek, but only when that nature is conscious being transmitted. So that nakedness is being transmitted, and purity is being transmitted to the conscience. That's Melchizedek. Yes, sir. And Moses did have trouble. Following Moses was a man given to temperamental outbursts. And God says in the Quran that was before his conversion or before his prophethood, and remind those who charge him with being that way that was before his prophethood. The trip of him and the wise man was before his prophethood. Barakallahu al-Adeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that it pleases God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.